Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A Christian denomination says that prophecy is a minor doctrine, which is biblically incorrect. That's the headline. David James comes with Bible in hand to the broadcast table to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, this week you sent me an article from Christianity Today about the Evangelical Free Church of America, and they have changed their statement of faith concerning premillennialism. Talk to me about it.
The article you mentioned is on the Christianity Today website with the title EFCA, that's the Evangelical Free Church. EFCA now considers premillennialism a non-essential and has a tagline, the denomination drops end times doctrine from its statement of faith in a move to major on the majors and minor on the minors. EFCA revised their doctrinal statement to read, we believe in the personal, bodily, and glorious return of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the change involves striking premillennial from the phrase glorious return. Then the article noted further that premillennialism is clearly a minority position among evangelical believers. Now that's troubling all by itself.
David, do you see this change in their statement of faith, simply dropping one word, as a major shift? And is it really that big of a problem as we seem to be bringing forth?
Well, Jimmy, I think it absolutely is a major shift, and I think it is a huge problem. First of all, it means that the EFCA is no longer consistently using that type of hermeneutic, the literal, grammatical, historical hermeneutic. We use this method of interpretation whether we're studying historical narrative like Genesis through 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament and the Gospels through Acts in the New Testament or the letters in the New Testament or prophetic literature in both the Old and the New Testament. So if they no longer think that premillennialism is important, then they're not consistently using this method of interpretation when it comes to prophetic literature, especially books like Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and Revelation, and how anyone handles prophecy, in my mind, is a sort of litmus test for their overall interpretation of the Bible. Then I would say they've cut the anchor rope from the Word of God, and it opens the door to abandoning biblical interpretation concerning other doctrines.
David James, with Bible in hand, stating that Bible prophecy is a major biblical doctrine. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Since Bible prophecy is the subject of one-third of the entire Bible, and since Bible prophecy is found in all 66 books of the Bible, and since Jesus Christ is the Spirit, the focus, and the centrality of Bible prophecy, I would say that it is a major doctrine that is found in the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 says that Bible prophecy is a more sure word from God than even an eyewitness account. We must study Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...